Representative Richard Hudson, Biden's ATF perpetrated an all-out assault on the Second Amendment. By A.W.R. Hawkins on October 19, 2023. Representative Richard Hudson, RNC, sounded the alarm at a Wednesday press conference with members of Women for Gun Rights, highlighting the perilous position of America's freedoms and warning that President Joe Biden's Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives, ATF, has perpetrated an all-out assault on the Second Amendment. In introductory remarks to speakers from Women for Gun Rights, Hudson said, "I swore an oath on my first day in Congress to defend this Constitution. But I have known my entire life that the key to the rights that are protected in our Constitution is protecting the Second Amendment, which allows us to guarantee all our other rights." He added. Over the last 2 years, the Biden administration has perpetrated an all-out assault on the Second Amendment. The bureaucrats at the ATF have sought to criminalize law-abiding citizens. They have targeted businesses that sell firearms, and they have targeted individuals. It has been absolutely disgusting what this president and his goons and henchmen have done to try to erode our rights. Hudson wants a clear message sent to gun-grabbing Democrats. That message: we will not be rolled over. He segued into women and guns by focusing on his ongoing fight for national reciprocity for concealed carry. National reciprocity would allow concealed carriers to keep their guns on their persons for self-defense even while crossing a state line while carrying them. National reciprocity would treat a concealed carry license like a driver's license or wedding license, making it recognized and valid across state lines. This legislation is important for all Americans, but especially for women and people of smaller stature, people for whom a gun levels the playing field. Following Hudson's comments, numerous members of Women for Gun Rights relayed how having a gun saved their lives in harrowing situations. Representative Kat Kamick, RFL, also spoke at the press conference, saying, "The Second Amendment is clear, shall not be infringed. I was glad to stand with my colleagues and advocates for women's rights to keep and bear arms. Thank you to Congressman Hudson and the advocates who traveled to the Capitol today to share their support for this fundamental right." A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010, a speaker at the 2023 Western Conservative Summit, and he holds a PhD in military history, with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.